It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm John Batchelor with Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State. There's nothing fixed about trade. I mention it, Mary, just to note that it's a moving story. The Supreme Court decision, the changeable nature of the bilateral relationships that are being carved out, and the general assumption still that tariffs are not a positive for the economy. General assumption. Tariffs are a tax. General assumption. All of this between now and the midterms needs to be resolved, or the midterms are going opposite the president's intentions. Do you see tariffs at this point? This is a tough call, Mary. That's why I'm giving it to you. Do you see tariffs at this point, a positive or negative, or not bothering the American people at all? They have other things to worry about, like inflation.
You know, just from my experience with the companies I'm involved in, it's not so much the tariffs, it's the unpredictability of the policy. You know, businesses need to plan capital investment, hiring, expansion, M&A, et cetera. And when you don't know what your costs are going to be, that makes that very difficult. And I think that is part of the explanation for the stuck labor market that we have and the anxiety that consumers are feeling. The Supreme Court's decision injects a little more certainty into the tariff process because now the president and his trade representative and commerce will have to use sections of U.S. law that are long established, that require investigations that, you know, corporate America is frankly used to. I think moving forward, once tariffs are in place, they're really hard to remove because the Republicans or Democrats really like money coming into the coffers, and they like to have special carve outs for companies in their district. And so I think, you know, my fear is that we after President Trump, you know, what happens here to this structure? It's complicated. It benefits lawyers, benefits big companies that can deal with the compliance issues. You know, and it's, you know, frankly, it's defensive. You know, what about, you know, attracting capital to our shores and labor, you know, through better, more efficient tax codes and lighter touch regulation, et cetera. I don't know if we're going to see that out of either party in the near future. But again, the Supreme Court decision at least gives us a little more clarity on how this is going to proceed. And that's generally good for business.
So I underline the word uncertainty. That's the word that you take from tariffs, Mary, uncertainty.
Yeah, the way they were implemented all at once, no warning, blanket tariffs without any sort of explanation as to why we would impose worldwide tariffs. You know, I'm not saying, look, that tariffs can't be used strategically to a very good end. I think the tariffs on China in the first term were a smart thing to do. You know, it was a really one of the few significant points of leverage that we have over that regime in Beijing, which is the worst when it comes to honoring contracts and cheating and, you know, giving state subsidies to its national champions, et cetera. I think President Trump hit on a great tool there. But, you know, to just impose them all over and then change them on a whim, that's makes it really hard for CEOs to react to and to plan for.
Mary Kissel, I'm John Batchelor.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch with Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.